The final two foils discuss data parallelism in Java. Naively, we note that Java lies in between Fortran and C++. It has the object structure of C++, but like Fortran, has no pointers. So you'd expect that data parallel Java should be able to learn from the corresponding HPF and HP C++ studies. This foil gives a URL where we put together a very rough draft of some of the issues. You will notice there is no agreement as to the right approach, which is not too surprising at the beginning of this new adventure. The STL approach, which was very successful in C++, that's the standard template library, is not so obviously good for Java, because Java does not support templates, and if you implement this, you do not seem to be able to get efficiency, as Dennis Gannon has clearly demonstrated in some of his work. And that one important issue to remember in general when discussing data parallelism in Java is that it would be natural to try to make everything very elegant by using objects. We notice that objects within Java do not perform as well as the so-called simple types. And so we believe that to get good performance you must use simple types, and use objects only when you need to get the rich structure that objects give you. Notice one of the powers of Java, in fact, that it spans all the way from very high level, high functionality interpreted objects to rather low level, optimally compilable simple types.